Well, good day, everybody. Happy Wednesday, middle of the week. Let's take a look at where we stand, where we're going for the weekend. I'll be right back.
When it comes to general maintenance or major modifications on your diesel vehicle, look no further than Wanchee's Off-Road Diesel Performance in Kill Devil Hills. Master mechanic Ryan Walker developed the plan for having his own auto shop over 20 years ago, and today he owns the premium diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks. To have him and his crew take a look under your hood, give him a call today at 252-715-0025 or find him on social media. Wanchee's Off-Road Diesel Performance, the diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks.
Red Drum Tackle in Buxton is the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras. And being the closest tackle shop to Cape Point, Red Drum Tackle has been welcoming fishermen to Hatteras Island with a wide selection of bait and tackle, skilled custom rod builds, rod and reel repair, expert knowledge and information since 1974. Red Drum Tackle knows how, when, and where to fish. To acquire this fishing brain power, visit them online at reddrumtackle.com. Red Drum Tackle, the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras and the closest to Cape Point in Buxton.
Okay, it's Captain Marty Brill here, and we're going to talk a little bit about midweek fishing. Got a little bit breezy today, but man, the last few days we've had some great fishing. This time of year, sometimes you can say, well, it's fair here, it's fair there. But we have two places where fishing is very, very good right now. And several other places, it's above average. So all that is great. Offshore, we always start with the offshore fishing. And there are really two tuna classes being caught. Giant bluefin, which that season is closed, they have to be released. That's not stopping people from catching 500-pound tunas and letting them go. But then in addition to that, they're catching some shorts. Shorts are bluefin tuna that are under 73 inches. Jamie and Jeff Reibel, brothers on the Fido, went out yesterday and they caught one that was 72 inches and weighed 203 pounds. So they got to bring that one in, and Jamie said it was delicious. He kept a little chunk of it. They also had a few yellowfins in those catches. And I am seeing, in addition to the shorts, the bluefins, I'm seeing some catches of 7 to 8 yellowfin, medium-sized yellowfin tuna, 30 to 40 pounds would be the average. So that's pretty much the long and the short of the offshore fishing. Keeping in mind that that's both Hatteras and Oregon Inlet. Both fleets seem to have about an equal amount of these bluefins. Good sign, they're all over the ocean out there. Other than that, it was not really what you would call great fishing anywhere else other than the speckled trout bite, which is on. And you gotta keep in mind that you gotta really have your act together. And if you go, these fish seem to be liking the sloughs and the creeks right now, but if you go to one and you don't get a bite, you need to move and try the other. The fish are on the move. So where they are one day, they may not be the next day. The other thing is, like I said yesterday, be sure you try different colors of grubs or different colors of lures. Several people have mentioned to me that what was the hot bait the day before is not working today. And one of the reasons is, the fish just have a particular color they want to bite on for that day. So make sure you have an assortment of that type of stuff with you when you go out and do some of that fishing. Most of that is being done by boats out in the sound, especially the Western Sound. There's some of it going on the piers and bridges too. I know that for a fact on the Stumpy Point Highway. And that moves us over to the freshwater or inland fishing. I haven't heard much the last couple days. A little bit on the quiet side. That's more of a weekend fishery, so we don't have a whole lot of that going on. But there have been some yellow perch being caught. Some of the first bass, largemouth bass of the year. And occasionally, when it warms up a little bit, some crappie are starting to show up on their beds. So you got all that stuff going on too. Remember, this is a good time of year to be thinking about chartering a boat and what you need to do, when you need to book your boat. You need to figure out what it is you want to fish for, how long you want your trip to be. Remember that in the Gulf Stream around here, they don't do half-day fishing. So you want to go all day offshore, or maybe you want to go inshore fishing for just half a day or fish around the inlets. But now, if you want prime days, you better get them because the tuna season is looking really good right now. So go ahead and get your trips booked and get ready, because the gates are getting ready to open and everything will start moving in from the south. We don't have much on the beach or the surf yet. Some skates, some sharks, a few puppy drum, but that's all going to pick up by the day. So that's the report I have for you. Go out and wet a line. You're not going to catch them in the motel room. That's my report for you on this Wednesday morning.
Electricity, something I don't mix well with at all. And that's why I only trust the folks at ELS OBX. ELS OBX offers a variety of services from custom electrical installations to lighting design. ELS OBX has the experience and know-how to complete any job. They're committed to providing the highest quality lighting and electrical installations or service at affordable prices. Visit them online at ELSOBX.com to get a brighter idea of how shockingly awesome they are. See what I did there? ELSOBX, electrical and lighting solutions you can count on.